This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 46, recorded on Thursday, August 15th, 2013. And as you can probably tell, this is another driving podcast. Hopefully this is more like the first one that I did that was a driving podcast and less like the second. If it's too much like the second one, you'll never hear this. I'm just going to whack it. But for now, we're going to see. We're driving back up to North Carolina. Very happy to be home there soon, a couple hours, but by the time I get there, it'll probably be around 10, and we'd be pushing it for this, so I decided, what the heck, I would at least try and record this thing on the way up there, because it won't take too long, thanks to Alphonic, won't take too long to process it and push it up once I get there. So figured I'd at least give it a shot. What the heck, probably be pretty short. Main thing I thought I would do is something that I think will probably be a larger part of my podcast eventually when I go to a lower frequency after Dog Days of Podcasting is over. I'll be talking a little bit more about podcasts that I listen to and the media in general that I consume, probably books, podcasts, things like that. But in particular, I can talk about several today because I've been listening to them on the way up here. That's generally what I do when I'm in the car, is listen to podcasts. And today I hit actually three that I enjoy very much, so I thought I would mention them here. The first was GPS, which is Fareed Zakaria's show on CNN. It's a Sunday show, and they put the audio podcast, they make that readily available. The video podcast, I think they sell on iTunes, and they make bits and pieces of it more readily available, and sort of like you can get it on pieces of it on the Roku, you can get pieces of it on the CNN website, but the audio podcast is just free. It's a regular podcast sort of thing, and I really enjoy Fritz Carr. I think he's an excellent host. He's knowledgeable. He's has both a high degree of general education, and he has a very international, not solely American. He's been here a long time, but he gives a little bit of a view from an overall worldview that you don't get from everyone. His amazing ability to get guests. He had he has heads of state. In fact, he had the Iranian head of state, the Iranian president, Ahmadinejad. I'm pretty sure I screwed that up, but I have no notes today, so we're flying blind. Maybe 6 months ago, 4 months ago, something like that, not too long before he stepped down. But he's had, Israeli heads of state. I can't even think. A lot of Middle Eastern guests, because it's a current affairs show. And a lot of the current affairs, obviously, that are important right now have to do with the Middle East. So you get a lot of information about that. Well, he had the Chinese president on, maybe, within the past year. It was right before the previous one stepped down. He was on the show maybe a month before he stepped down. So he had amazing ability to bring on interesting guests. And he also has a lot of times he'll get panel groups on and talk about a subject in the Middle East, the financial meltdown, what's going on with India and Pakistan, etc. Can generally get people with a pretty diverse set of viewpoints, and usually can keep them on track. I have seen a couple times people go into a shouting match on his show, but he really doesn't like that. I like the fact he really doesn't like it. He usually shuts that down pretty quick. So it's on Sundays, I think at 10, and maybe again at 1, somewhere around that. They're on CNN, or you can listen to the podcast. It's audio only, but very seldom miss very much. I absolutely recommend it, in my opinion, if you have any interest at all in world affairs, politics, anything like that. Secondly, it was it's a 5x5 show in beta. It has Gina Giappone and her co-host, and again, I don't have notes, so I'm flying blind, and I'll mention him in the show notes. But she's a developer, and he's not quite as technical as her. He's more of a writer. I think they worked together on Lifehacker a few years back. And they talk about development, mobile development, how the web changes things, kind of, you know, just that general mobile and web sort of stuff. Not super technical, but it's always interesting. I really enjoy listening to both of them. And it's a fun show. I really like it. It's one of my favorite 5x5 shows at this point, as we lost Hypercritical. Still hurts, but it's a good show. Definitely worth listening to. This episode that I just listened to today was quite good. And then the one I'm actually just about done with now, but I decided I was going to go ahead and start the podcast, is the Obcast. And it's by my friend Paul Fidalgo, and actually the guy whose music I'm looking at using for the bed or the intro, outro of this podcast eventually. I've already got Paul's permission, kind permission, to use any of his music that I might like. And he started that podcast, and he actually tweeted about it right within a day or two of when I restarted this podcast. His is way better, much more professional. He is interviewing people. He's interviewing not necessarily like super famous, but people that he finds interesting in his life. I'm on the second. The first one was kind of a test. It was episode 0, so I'm currently on episode 1. Both of them have been very good. And the rumor is that I might actually be on there at some point, which is just bizarre. But what the heck? If Paul's that crazy, we'll do it. So just about finished with that. And what I have after that? I know in the queue somewhere is More or Less, which I enjoy. It's a BBC show about, not in numeracy exactly, but it's about statistics. It's about, they typically pull weird numbers that get bandied around in the news out and look at them and go, are these really plausible at all? And as often as not, they aren't. Or actually, I would say more often than not, they aren't. They're an example of somebody pulling a statistic out of context and only using part of it and then screwing it up further and then that being passed on, etc. That's a short podcast. A lot of these are fairly long. Of the three that I've talked about right now, GPS is the shortest, usually about 40 minutes, because it's an hour show on TV, so it's commercial up. The other two are actually longer than that, but More or Less is usually around 8 to 10 minutes. It's a quick, easy thing to dump into your queue. I definitely recommend it. It's very good. It's, if you like numbers and math at all, you'll like it. I can't think what else is in there, and I can't really look at the queue right now because I'm not sure if it'll pause the podcast, so I'm not going to do that. So I think I'll just, let's see. Oh, yeah, we're at 8 minutes. What the heck? If this sounds decent, then I've got one in the can for today. So I think I'll wrap it up here. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. The website is kenzoid.com. That's where, KENCOID.com. That's where the show notes will be. My email is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle and Google Plus profile will be in the show notes. The podcast itself is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0. And this is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, which is at dogdaysofpodcasting.com and is also going to be linked in the show notes. So thanks very much for listening. I hope this sounds relatively okay. I'll shut up about that now, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.